Time for a look at the closing numbers on a pretty exciting Wednesday in the trade. Not so much for the grain specifically, but we have trade deals with Japan, Joe Camp at AgriVisor Services. So that makes us all at least very optimistic.
Do we have trade deals with Japan? I felt like we've heard that before. No, we should be optimistic about that because that's a big market for a lot of U.S. ag goods, and we're thinking we can see a good benefit to follow from us finally crossing the finish line with that big trade partner. Of course, it's the other open trade issues that put a bit of a damper on markets in general. We're talking about U.S.-China and USMCA. On the latter, still no indication that we'll have it cross the finish line in Congress by the end of this calendar year. And the same could be said for the U.S.-China deal, once thought to be nearing a deal that could be reached before the end of 2019. Now, not so sure. There was maybe a slight shift toward positivity to start out this Wednesday session, as we were talking about. Despite all odds, there still being a chance that the two sides could reach a phase one trade agreement before new tariffs on the U.S. side are scheduled to come into effect on December 15th. If we get to that point, it seems like we could be dragging on this trade war a little bit longer. And of course, if we get into 2020, it won't be long that we'll fear we could drag this on past the November 2020 presidential election here in the United States. So a very precarious point we are at involving all of these trade deals. A few wins here and there, but still a lot of negativity surrounding trade because of what we're seeing it do to demand. Just not there on the export side for the grains, corn in particular. One of the reasons we're still seeing the corn market, like we did today, drop a couple of cents because we're just not picking up that incremental demand that we need to lift prices.